Find what your kitchen needs this Memorial Day at Lowe's. Get our exclusive full-size Hisense French door refrigerator. It features extra room to store and organize food and comes in fingerprint-resistant stainless steel. Was $15.99. Get it now for only $13.99. That's a savings of $200. Shop in-store at Lowe's.com or on our app. Lowe's, home to holiday appliance values today and every day. Valid through 6-2 while supplies last. See associate at Lowe's.com for details. U.S. only. A beautiful lawn is a beautiful thing, but it can be a lot of hard work. This Memorial Day weekend, check out John Deere at Lowe's. Choose a John Deere zero-turn mower, and you can cover a lot of ground fast and get around trees with ease. Or, if you've got more on your to-do list, check out a John Deere lawn tractor. Add separate attachments so you can mulch, haul, bag, plow, and more. Shop in-store or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only. Get ready for Memorial Day and jump into summer with savings at Lowe's. Make your outdoor spaces shine with a Greenworks 2000 PSI electric pressure washer. Clean everything from patio furniture to siding to the driveway. Plus, the 11-inch rotating surface cleaner helps you clean more flat surfaces in less time. It's now at Lowe's for only $169. Shop in-store, online, or through our app today. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Offer valid through 6-2 while supplies last. U.S. only.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back, Nick Agar-Johnson. He is the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. We preview the first round matchups of the 2021 NBA playoffs. Nick is coming up after the break, but first, I want to introduce a great book that my new sponsor has, and the name of his book is called Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. Seth is a rising author, and he's giving you all the tools that you need to help your podcast to take it to the next level. If you want to make your podcast professional and profitable, then Seth is the guy to help you take your podcast to the next level to achieve new heights in popularity. So if you're listening or watching this show along the Blog Talk Radio platform, you can click on the link to check it out, or you can also click on the link at the bottom if you're on Facebook or Twitter, or even go to the link on Instagram. But again, Seth Chang, he's a rising young author, and you want to check out his new book called Keys to a Successful Podcast. If you want to achieve new heights in popularity in your podcast and want to learn how to monetize and make money off of it, then this is the book for you, so check it out. We'll be back with Nick and the preview of the first round matchups of the 2021 NBA playoffs in just a moment.
When it comes to vaccines, our community has always been skeptical, but this time it's different. Black doctors helped to create COVID-19 vaccines, and those vaccines prevent nearly 100% of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID. Today, I'm driving my neighbor to get his vaccine. That's one way we can protect our lives and the people we love. We can do this.
Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Lowe's has more of what trade pros like you need to get the job done. That means more delivery options, more convenient hours to fit your schedule, and more savings to fit your budget. More of the brands you trust the most. More of everything you need, all in one place. That's why, in the past year, more electricians, landscapers, painters, plumbers, and other pros helped make Lowe's the new home for trade pros. U.S. only.
Cut.
A beautiful lawn is a beautiful thing, but it can be a lot of hard work. This Memorial Day weekend, check out John Deere at Lowe's. Choose a John Deere zero-turn mower, and you can cover a lot of ground fast and get around trees with ease. Or, if you've got more on your to-do list, check out a John Deere lawn tractor. Add separate attachments so you can mulch, haul, bag, plow, and more. Shop in-store or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only.
Fest Louisiana is back May 22nd and 23rd at the West Baton Rouge Soccer Complex, exit 151, Highway 415 at Rosedale Road. Kite flying, kite design competition, kids kite making workshop, huge fireworks at dusk Saturday night, food vendors on site, and professional kite teams, all at this free family-friendly event, May 22nd and 23rd. No ice chest or pets, please. sponsored by Entergy, Placid Refining, Faircom, and West Baton Rouge Parish. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your trip today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson. Pick up the brand new book, Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. It's the book that'll help give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. If you're looking to take your podcast to the next level, pick up Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. Click the link below to check it out.
Kite Fest Louisiana is back May 22nd and 23rd at the West Baton Rouge Soccer Complex, exit 151, Highway 415 at Rosedale Road. Kite flying, kite design competition, kids kite making workshop, huge fireworks at dusk Saturday night, food vendors on site, and professional kite teams, all at this free family-friendly event May 22nd and 23rd. No ice chest or pets, please. Sponsored by Entergy, Placid Refining, Faircom, and West Baton Rouge Parish. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your trip today.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
Jump into summer savings this Memorial Day with Lowe's by upgrading to a new LG InstaView refrigerator. Store more with its large capacity, perfect for entertaining family and friends. See inside the glass door without opening. And its fingerprint-resistant finish keeps your fridge looking like new. This LG InstaView refrigerator is now just $19.99. You save $400 at Lowe's. Home to holiday appliance values today and every day. While supplies last, see associate or Lowe's.com for details. Valid through 6/9, U.S. only.
Tomorrow, I think I'll treat myself to McDonald's breakfast. And if I go to bed early, it's kind of like morning comes a lot faster deal.
There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Order ahead on the McDonald's app and get all your favorite breakfast items like sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, and hash browns for just a few bucks. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Get ready for Memorial Day and jump into summer with savings at Lowe's. Make your outdoor spaces shine with a Greenworks 2000 PSI electric pressure washer. Clean everything from patio furniture to siding to the driveway. Plus, the 11-inch rotating surface cleaner helps you clean more flat surfaces in less time. It's now at Lowe's for only $169. Shop in-store, online, or through our app today. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Offer valid through 6/2 while supplies last. U.S. only. Lowe's has more of what trade pros like you need to get the job done. That means more delivery options, more convenient hours to fit your schedule, and more savings to fit your budget. More of the brands you trust the most. More of everything you need, all in one place. That's why, in the past year, more electricians, landscapers, painters, plumbers, and other pros helped make Lowe's the new home for trade pros. U.S. only.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
Some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Jump into summer savings this Memorial Day with Lowe's by upgrading to a new LG InstaView refrigerator. Store more with its large capacity, perfect for entertaining family and friends. See inside the glass door without opening. And its fingerprint-resistant finish keeps your fridge looking like new. This LG InstaView refrigerator is now just $19.99. you save $400 at Lowe's. Home to holiday appliance values today and every day. While supplies last, see associate or Lowe's.com for details. Valid through 6/9, U.S. only.
Tomorrow, I think I'll treat myself to McDonald's breakfast. And if I go to bed early, it's kind of like morning comes a lot faster deal.
There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Order ahead on the McDonald's app and get all your favorite breakfast items like sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, and hash browns for just a few bucks. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Lowe's has more of what trade pros like you need to get the job done. That means more delivery options, more convenient hours to fit your schedule, and more savings to fit your budget. More of the brands you trust the most. More of everything you need, all in one place. That's why, in the past year, more electricians, landscapers, painters, plumbers, and other pros helped make Lowe's the new home for trade pros. U.S. only. Lowe's wants your home's inside to be as cool as the outside. With Valspar Ultra Interior Paint starting at $25.98 per gallon and up to $500 off select major appliance purchases. Stop by Lowe's in-store, shop online this Memorial Day. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Paint pricing valid through 5/26/21. Must ask store to apply discount or enter promo code online. Can't be combined with more discounts. Savings vary based on eligible total purchase. See Lowe's.com for restrictions. Valid through 6/9/21, U.S. only. Getting ready for Memorial Day weekend? Start by shaping up your lawn with a little help from Lowe's and Craftsman, a brand you can count on. Craftsman has push mowers and self-propelled walk-behind mowers made to take on every kind of lawn. And at Lowe's, you'll find all the accessories and attachments you need. We're your one stop for all things Craftsman. Make your lawn the best it can be. Check out Craftsman mowers in-store, online, or through our app. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The NBA playoffs are here. It's the 2021 NBA playoffs again, another condensed regular season due to the current circumstances going on in our world. But nevertheless, 72 games have completed, and now we are here with the 2021 NBA playoffs. And here to preview those matchups with me is a gentleman that I've had on the program before and has great analysis, and he is back on the program. Let's welcome the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and also a writer for Hashtag Basketball and also a writer for Nets Republic. Let's welcome him back to the program, Nick Agar-Johnson. Hey, Nick, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Ed, thanks so much for having me again. Always fun to talk basketball, especially now that we're past the regular season and into a really interesting first round of the NBA playoffs.
Absolutely. You're right about that, sir. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's jump right to it. Let's start off with the Eastern Conference bracket. The number one seed, Philadelphia 76ers, going up against the Washington Wizards. Now, with the 76ers, clearly one of the best defensive teams in the league, Joel Embiid, having an MVP, had an MVP-like regular season. Of course, Ben Simmons defensively outstanding. Of course, great additions to the 76ers with Seth Curry and also Danny Green. As for the Washington Wizards, they had a successful play-in tournament. They wind up beating the Indiana Pacers to advance to the NBA playoffs and to become the 8th seed. Just kind of give me your thoughts on this series between Philadelphia and Washington.
Yeah, so there was a really interesting first game between these two teams. Philadelphia ended up coming out on top, but it was only a 7-point win, which certainly, given the fact that you're talking about a one seed versus a team that sort of had to make it in through the play-in rounds, that seems like it might have been closer than you thought, especially since Tobias Harris ended up being the leading scorer for the 76ers, which isn't exactly a frequent occurrence for them, given that they have presumptive MVP, if he played enough games, Joel Embiid on the roster. The interesting matchup for me in this one is going to be with Bradley Beal versus who the Sixers try to throw on him defensively. He had 33 points and 10 rebounds in the first game. And if the Wizards are going to end up coming back to take this series in an upset, I think it would be on the back of Bradley Beal just having a number of insane scoring performances.
You mentioned one of the top stars on that Wizards team, and that's Bradley Beal, who finished in the, who finished as the second leading scorer in the regular season this season. What about Mr. Triple Double himself, Russell Westbrook? How do you, what do you think his impact is going to be in this series?
You know, it's funny because I mentioned that I think Bradley Beal will be the deciding factor in how this series goes, and I still think that way, but the course of the Wizards season tracked very, very closely to when Russell Westbrook was playing well versus when he wasn't. The first couple of months of the season, Westbrook was incredibly inefficient and was having one of his worst couple of months, arguably, in his NBA career. And then he sort of started to turn it around the middle of the season and then really took it up a notch down the stretch for the Wizards. And the last 23 games for the Wizards, they went, I believe, 17-6. And without that incredibly hot stretch to end the season, we wouldn't be talking about the Wizards in this context at all. They might not have even made the play-in tournament without that hot run late. So obviously the Wizards will need Russell Westbrook to be at the top of his game to take this series from Philadelphia. But with Westbrook, you know, you've got Ben Simmons guarding him most of the time as one of the most versatile and skilled defenders in the NBA. So that, I think, is the main reason why Bradley Beal is going to be the deciding factor for the Wizards in this series. But none of that really matters if you don't get the best possible version of Russell Westbrook in this series.
All right, fair enough. And so we mentioned, you mentioned about Bradley Beal really being the X factor in this series, and then we also talked about Russell Westbrook. We know what Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons bring to the table for the 76ers, but how important will Seth Curry and Danny Green and Tobias Harris be in this series?
I think that Danny Green is someone who has been a reliable playoff performer for a while now, and I think the Sixers should expect, you know, about what every team has expected of Danny Green since he became a playoff performer, namely play solid defense and hit a lot of three-pointers. On the Seth Curry side, I thought that was a huge addition for the 76ers coming into this season, and he's certainly proven that during the times this season when he was healthy. He was a guy who was so huge for the 76ers because when you have Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris, especially playing the way he did in game one where he scored 37 points, the guy that's going to end up being open a lot of the time is Seth Curry, and he's not exactly the MVP caliber performer that his brother is, but he's one of the most dangerous shooters in the league when left wide open, and even when he's not left wide open, he can hit three-pointers with barely any space at all. So I would be very surprised if we don't see a game in this playoff that we think of as the Seth Curry game, where he hits 7 or 8 three-pointers and really makes a difference for this team.
All right. So, Nick, just kind of give me who wins the series and how many games.
I think that Philadelphia will take this series in 6. I probably would have said 5 before the first game, but the Wizards kept it a lot closer than I thought they would, and the Wizards might have taken that game if Tobias Harris hadn't had the best playoff performance of his career. So I think Philadelphia is the better team, and I would be shocked if they don't end up winning the series. But I think that Westbrook and Beal and the Wizards take at least 1 or 2 games off the 76ers.
All right, fair enough. So now let's move along now to the next series in the Eastern Conference, which is going to be, in my opinion, probably a very dynamic series between the number 2 seed Brooklyn Nets going up against the 7 seed Boston Celtics. Again, you know, the Celtics were able to make their way into the postseason. They played the Washington Wizards in the play-in tournament. They were able to earn that 7th seed. Brooklyn, we know about the soap opera that never ends in Brooklyn. Of course, KD, Kyrie, and James Harden have only played like 7 games, like 8 games together during the regular season. Kyrie, we know how dangerous he is when he's mentally there. We know what KD brings to the table. But Boston is an interesting dynamic because Jason Tatum has been outstanding this year. Jaylen Brown out for the remainder of the year due to a wrist injury. But Brooklyn and Boston, what do you think are going to be the keys to victory for both teams in this series, Nick?
So this series, I think, would have been a lot more interesting if Jaylen Brown had been healthy. Again, as you mentioned, he's out with the wrist injury, which really means that Jason Tatum just has to carry this team offensively. Kemba Walker had a very, very cold game one. He did hit a couple of three-pointers late, which made the score look a little closer than it was. The Nets really put on a crazy run in that fourth quarter to sort of put the Celtics away. I think that this series is really going to be a referendum on Jason Tatum. If he can manage to lead the Celtics to a game or two over this Nets squad, I think that would be really huge for his reputation. But ultimately, I think that the Nets just have too much firepower and the Celtics just have too many injuries and too many issues to overcome, especially with Jaylen Brown out and Jason Tatum and Kemba Walker being the only sort of star-level offensive players on that Boston roster right now.
You mentioned about the injuries with the Celtics. I want to stay with Boston for a moment. Evan Fournier was brought in to Boston during the as a result of the trade deadline from Orlando. Evan has been very vocal about his issues. He contracted COVID, and he says that he's still trying to fight his way back from COVID, as well as Jason Tatum. But how important is Evan Fournier in this series of Boston? Wants a chance to beat Brooklyn.
Yeah, Evan Fournier is going to need to be on fire for the remaining six games of the series, I think, for the Celtics to have a chance in this one, because you're going to need Jason Tatum and Kemba Walker to sort of be the star-level players driving the offense. And if the Celtics are going to get the upset in this one, they're going to need some really hot performances from the role players and sort of the surrounding guys around those two main stars. And Fournier, I think, among the rest of the Boston players, other than Robert Williams, has the best chance to, you know, have a few games where he hits a crazy number of three-pointers and changes the series. I think that he's going to have to be a lot better than he has been for the Celtics to have a chance in this one. And obviously the health situation for him is incredibly unfortunate in so many different ways, but you know, he's going to have to be the guy who catches fire from 3-point range for the Celtics to have a shot in this one than really anyone else sort of further down on the bench for them.
You know, speaking of three-point range, Nick, the Brooklyn Nets have one of the best three-point shooters in the league, and that's Joe Harris. We talk about Seth Curry and Danny Green in Philadelphia, but what about Joe Harris in Brooklyn? The last several years have been phenomenal for him. How important will Joe Harris be in this series?
So everybody talks about the big three in Brooklyn, and, you know, those are the obvious three, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden. Joe Harris is the fourth guy that needs to be in the key lineups for the Brooklyn Nets pretty much at all times. And then, you know, they can rotate among big men depending on the series between DeAndre Jordan or Blake Griffin or Nick Claxton. But Joe Harris is really the fourth core member of this Nets squad, and it's because of that three-point shooting, as you mentioned. You know, he led the league in three-point shooting this season, and he is going to get all of the open looks generated by the fact that teams have to stick really close to the main three guys, and he's one of the most dangerous three-point shooters in the league anyway. But when he's getting wide open because the three main guys are getting the entirety of the focus of the defense, he's going to have a lot of games that just break opponents' backs and demoralize them because, you know, you think you're doing well when you shut off the main three guys and then Joe Harris hits five threes and a half and all of a sudden all of that goes to nothing.
All right, so give me your pick, Nick. Who wins this series between Brooklyn and Boston and how many games?
I think, honestly, that this series has the best chance of being a sweep of any of the first-round series. I think that I will end up going with Brooklyn in five, but I thought that the Celtics had a better chance of winning game one than they might ever have again. I mean, they held Brooklyn to 104 points, and they looked like they might hold Brooklyn to under 100 before they started getting hot down the end of the fourth quarter. And that kind of defensive performance is really the only way that the Celtics are going to take a game in this one, but they only scored 93 points in that game, and they didn't hit a three-pointer in the second half until about 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter when Kemba Walker hit a couple sort of after the game was already out of reach for them. And that, I think, might have been their best shot to take a game in this series. But I think that there might be one game in Boston where the Celtics sort of repeat that defensive performance and manage to squeak one out, but I would be shocked if this series goes beyond five games.
All right, fair enough. So let's move along now to the next series between the third seed Milwaukee Bucks and the sixth seed Miami Heat. Miami coming into this series, they are the defending Eastern Conference champions. And in the bubble last year, they really had a big turnaround, winning the Eastern Conference championship and then heading to the NBA Finals, losing in six to the Los Angeles Lakers. But high hopes for Milwaukee and even higher, high hopes for the Miami Heat and even higher hopes for the Milwaukee Bucks, the two-time reigning MVP for the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo playing as great as ever. Chris Middleton got a contract extension right at the end of the short offseason, and Drew Holiday was brought in. That was a big jump for the Bucks. But Miami, they're the defending Eastern Conference champs with Jimmy Butler, Goran Dragic, there's Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero and Bam Adebayo, and they added Trevor Ariza. So just kind of give me your keys to victory for both the Bucks and the Heat series.
Yeah, so the Bucks won the first game of this series in overtime. It was really close, and they managed to take that game despite the fact that the Heat outscored them by 45 points from three-point range, which is, even in this era of three-point shooting, that's really a pretty absurd three-point margin. The second game, let's just say, was not as close as the first one. The Bucks put up a 46-20 first quarter against Miami and never really looked back, and ended up winning that one by 34 points. I don't think that the series is anywhere near as far apart between these two teams as that game two would indicate, but you mentioned Drew Holiday, and I think he's really the key for the Bucks in this one. The playoff caliber upgrade from Eric Bledsoe to Drew Holiday really cannot be understated, and Holiday had 15 assists in that second game for Milwaukee, and the offensive side of the ball isn't really his strongest point. Not that he's not an excellent offensive player, but that he's an all-world defensive player. And Milwaukee looks like they certainly will have a better shot in this series than they did last year when they lost to the Miami Heat in that bubble. But I think that Drew Holiday really makes a huge difference for this team, and that I think is why Milwaukee is sitting pretty after the first two games in this one.
I want to talk about Miami now. Again, they're the defending Eastern Conference champions. Jimmy Butler plays as hard as anybody in the league, followed by Goran Dragic and the other players that I mentioned earlier, with Robinson and Hero and Adebayo and also Ariza. How important will Jimmy Butler be in this series as opposed to the other players that I mentioned?
So Jimmy Butler has had a rough first two games of these playoffs. He's at, I believe it was a minus 42 on off for the first two games, meaning Miami got outscored by 42 points with him on the court. Bam Adebayo, I think, is the second most important player for the Heat, and he also has had a slow start to this series. But ultimately, if the Heat are going to come back and make this series competitive, Jimmy Butler is just going to need to play so much better than he has in the first couple of games. You know, in the first game in particular, he was taking a lot of shots from three-point range, which isn't exactly his specialty. So he's really going to have to sort of put his head down and drive to the rim and get to the line a whole bunch of times over the course of the remainder of the series if Miami's going to end up keeping this one closer than certainly game two was, but the 2-0 margin in the series right now would indicate. And the fact that they're going home to Miami for the next two games, I think, is certainly helpful. But really, if they're going to come back, it's going to be Jimmy Butler sort of recovering from two of his worst playoff performances in a long time and becoming the Jimmy Butler that we saw last year in the bubble when he helped lead the Heat to that finals appearance against the Lakers.
All right, Nick, who do you have winning the series and in how many games?
I think that Milwaukee will end up taking this series, but I'm going to say Milwaukee in six. I think that the margin between these two teams is more like the first game, which was an overtime Bucks win, than the second game, which was a dramatic Bucks blowout. But given that Milwaukee has the 2-0 advantage at this point, I think that they will still end up taking this series. but my guess is that they'll split the next four games 2-2, which would be a Milwaukee in six series victory.
Okay, fair enough. Now, the next series, which I think is probably going to, in my opinion, is going to be the best series in the Eastern Conference, and that's between the fourth seed New York Knicks going up against the fifth seed Atlanta Hawks. I've always said it before, and I'll say it again, Nick. It's always great when you have small market teams winning in the NBA, but it's even better when you have the number two markets in the league winning. When you have the Lakers winning, it's always fun. But when you have the Knicks winning, it's always fun. It goes to a whole nother level, especially when you have basketball playing at Madison Square Garden. So we have the fourth seed Knicks going up against the fifth seed Hawks, and the Knicks were the best team defensively in the league this season. Of course, we know about Julius Randle and his play. We know about the resurgence of Derrick Rose. We also know about R.J. Barrett, and of course, with Tom Thibodeau, who's definitely a candidate for the NBA Head Coach of the Year candidate. But the Hawks came out of nowhere this year. Trae Young is a once-in-a-lifetime talent, only in his second year in the league. Clint Capella led the league in rebounds. John Collins is a nice addition to the team, along with Danilo Gallinari and also Bogdan Bogdanovic. Hawks and Knicks, give me your take on this series and the keys to victory in this series.
Yeah, so you mentioned Tom Thibodeau for the Knicks, and their defense in particular is going to be how they win games. It always sort of seems like the best Knicks teams are the Knicks teams that win on the defensive end rather than on the offensive end. And they held Atlanta to 107, which, given the average scoring of teams in the NBA this season, that's a pretty solid defensive performance. And this game was very close late until Trae Young hit the game-winning three-pointer with less than a second left on the clock and started shushing the Garden and immediately became one of the greatest Madison Square Garden villains we've had in the last 20 years or so. Trae Young is really, I think, going to be the key for the Hawks in this one. You know, he has already started building his reputation, obviously, with that first game, and he is someone that any team is going to struggle to defend. And when you're the Knicks and you built your reputation on the defensive end of the floor, Trae Young is really going to be the key for both teams, honestly, because if he can score like he did in the first game, then the Hawks are going to look good in the series. And if the Knicks can sort of up their defense on him and keep him from putting up 32 points and 10 assists, that I think is going to be how they end up winning this series, is if they can shut Trae Young down and make the rest of the Hawks around him beat them.
You know, you mentioned about Trae Young, and again, he's a once-in-a-lifetime talent. He's definitely going to make a difference in this series against the Knicks. But Clint Capella was the league's leading rebounder. How important will he be in this series going up against Julius Randle?
Clint Capella is huge for them, and, you know, you mentioned the rebounding, but the other thing with Clint Capella is that he's also one of the best defensive centers in the league, which, especially when you're talking about center as a defensive position, you know, it's really important to be able to shut down the rim, to keep other teams from scoring around there. And, you know, with Capella, he's one of the best block guys in the league, but not just that, he deters a lot of shots around the rim. There are guys that don't really want to challenge him as much, you know, given his block rate. And of course, with the rebounding, he can be relied upon to end possessions defensively. So for the Hawks, you know, Trae Young is going to be the driving force on the offensive end, and Bogdan Bogdanovic is, I think, sort of going to be the X factor. You know, he can get really hot from three-point range and sort of demolish teams on his own. But the Hawks held the Knicks to 105 points in the first game, and they're not a team that really has a defensive reputation, certainly as much as this season's Knicks teams. So Clint Capella, I think, is going to be the key for the Hawks defensively, and as long as you've got the defensive end covered with Capella, you can sort of rely on Trae Young to put up all the points you need.
Let's talk now about the Knicks. We know Julius Randle is an MVP candidate, and, man, he really turned his game around this year as well as the Knicks franchise. But in this series, they're going to need more than just Julius. Nick, who do you expect to step up in this series for the Knicks besides Julius Randle?
So, yeah, Julius Randle is clearly the key for the Knicks, and he, I think, arguably is the reason that they lost that first game, because it was a two-point game, and Randle went 6 for 23 from the field, which is not exactly that great of a performance. But outside of Julius Randle, I think the key is going to be RJ Barrett. His rookie season was really not a good showing from him from three-point range, and yet he improved almost as much as Randle did from the three-point line this season, going from sub-30% to nearly 40% three-point shooting this year. And if the Knicks are going to end up taking this series, I think it's going to be Julius Randle is obviously going to need to play better than he did in the first game, but the X factor for the Knicks, if they're going to win this one, I think is going to be RJ Barrett. Alec Burks was really the driving force for the Knicks offensively in that first game. He had a team-high 27 points on 13 shots, and he can have those kinds of games, but I don't think you can rely on him to have those kinds of games four or five times in a seven-game series. So if the Knicks are going to end up taking this one, I think they really need to see RJ Barrett step up alongside Julius Randle.
Yeah, that's definitely the futures in place in New York with Randle and Barrett. What about Derrick Rose? We've seen him have a resurgence this year, especially with Tom Thibodeau as the head coach of the Knicks. What do you think his presence is going to be in this series?
So Rose is interesting just in the sense that he is basically coming off the bench, averaging like 38, 40 minutes a game. The Knicks are starting Alfred Payton for a few minutes at a time, and then he's not doing well, and then they're immediately pulling him off the court, as has basically been the case for the last month or so of the season. With Rose, it'll be interesting to see whether Thibodeau sort of keeps him as the point guard off the bench, you know, leading second units and not starting in games. But on the flip side, you know, the Knicks are losing the Alfred Payton minutes and have been for the last, you know, 3 months or so every time he's out there on the court. So it'll be interesting to see if Thibodeau maybe puts Derrick Rose in the starting lineup instead of Payton, or maybe even rookie Emmanuel Quickley can get the start if Thibodeau wants to continue to bring Derrick Rose off the bench. But it's interesting because Payton does sort of get those nominal starts, but doesn't really play all that much. And I think that the Knicks might be better off if they can excise him from the rotation entirely. And if that means that you still want to bring Derrick Rose off the bench, then it might be an opportunity for Emmanuel Quickley to get a couple of starts in this series.
Okay, fair enough. So now in this series, Nick, who wins and in how many games?
This is a tough one. I think of the Eastern Conference series, you mentioned that this one's going to be the closest. I think it's also the one that I have the least of a feel for. I'm going to go with Knicks in seven. I think if it gets to seven games, the Madison Square Garden home court advantage is going to be the determining factor here. And, you know, the first game between these two teams was a two-point win, you know, very close, came down to the final second. So I think that this is going to be a very tight series and that the Knicks ultimately come out on top, but this is going to be the closest series in the Eastern Conference to me in the first round, and I think it will go seven, and I do think the Knicks will win in seven, but I'm not sure any of these other series go as long as this one will.
All right, fair enough. Let's move along now to the Western Conference, and I have to tell you, if we may, and this is just my opinion, I think we're going to really get one great series out of the Eastern Conference, but the Western Conference, this is going to be a whole nother story. This is going to be talent upon talent. Every team from the number one seed to the number eight seed will bring the heat, and let's start off with the first matchup in the Western Conference, the number one seed, Utah Jazz, going up against the eight seed, Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis, they wind up beating the Golden State Warriors in the play-in tournament to earn the eight seed. Meanwhile, Utah, one of the best defensive teams in the league, and they basically were on cruise control for much of the year, maintaining or earning the number one seed in the Western Conference. So we've got Memphis and Utah. This is really, these are two teams that are kind of like in their peak of their powers right now. Utah is really in their prime with Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley. Also, you've got Bojan Bogdanovic. You've also got Derek Favors. And then you've got Joe Ingles. But Memphis, the future is now with Ja Morant. And then you add Dylan Brooks to the mix and Jonas Valanciunas. Just kind of give me your thoughts on this series and the key and the what are going to be the keys to victory in this series.
Yeah, so Memphis did end up taking the first game in this series, but that comes with a little bit of a caveat that Donovan Mitchell did not play. And not only did Donovan Mitchell not play, but he was a very late scratch in that game one and was not particularly pleased by being a very late scratch in that game one. But ultimately, it was Memphis taking that first game. And Dylan Brooks, you mentioned, had 31 points and 7 rebounds. He's had a really great sort of close to the season for the Grizzlies and was huge for them in the play-in and came up huge for them again in the first game of this series. I have to be honest, I wasn't expecting the Grizzlies to come out and take that game one, even with Donovan Mitchell out and with Rudy Gobert sidelined for a lot of the game with foul trouble. He ended up fouling out in only 25 minutes on the court. I think that the fact that this game was still so close, despite all of those points in Memphis's favor, I'm not sure that bodes well for the rest of the series, but on the flip side, you kind of expect Ja Morant to be the leading scorer for this Memphis team, and the fact that he wasn't means that maybe in a couple of future games in the series, we get a really crazy Ja Morant performance that, you know, kind of lights up the screen and gives Memphis a chance to, you know, win a few more games rather than just sort of taking that first game by surprise over a Utah team that probably expected Donovan Mitchell to play and certainly didn't expect Memphis to punch him in the mouth like they did.
I didn't expect it either. I knew it would be a very close game, but I wasn't really expecting this. I want to stay with Utah for a moment. We know what Donovan Mitchell brings to the table. We know what Rudy Gobert brings to the table in terms of his defense and his rebounding. What about as far as the supporting cast on this team with Mike Conley and with Joe Ingles, who's been one of the top three-point shooters in the league the last several years, and, of course, with Bojan Bogdanovic. How important will they be in this series?
So Mike Conley was Utah's best player in that first game, in my opinion. He had 22 points. He had 11 rebounds, and he played really solid defense on Ja Morant as well. So I think that, you know, when you're talking about Utah, there are the three All-Stars. You know, Conley did end up making his first All-Star game this season, and they, I think, are going to be huge for them. But ultimately, the reason that Utah was the best team in the league during the regular season is because they have three-point snipers sort of spread out across the court. You know, you mentioned Bojan Bogdanovic and Joe Ingles, who I think should have won the Sixth Man of the Year award. And instead, his teammate, Jordan Clarkson, ended up winning the Sixth Man of the Year award. Those guys, particularly Jordan Clarkson, is someone who can put up points in a hurry. And if Donovan Mitchell is back in the game and you've got him and Mike Conley as the engines driving the offense and Rudy Gobert as a threat, you know, anytime he gets within 8 feet of the rim, he's liable to dunk it over pretty much anyone. Utah, really their greatest strength is not that they have those three-star guys who are huge, but that anybody else on that team pretty much can beat you from three-point range. And when you have that kind of firepower offensively, even if you can shut down a couple of the leading guys, it just makes it so much more difficult when everyone around them can shoot. And when you've got Donovan Mitchell back in the mix for the Jazz, you know, that's just that much more defensive attention that the opponents need to pay to Utah's guards in Mitchell and Conley. And when that happens and you've got Joe Ingles on the wing who can catch and shoot or catch and create for others, it's going to be really difficult to shut down Utah as a whole, you know, even if Donovan Mitchell or Mike Conley has an off game or Rudy Gobert has another off game like he did in the first one. When you've got the kind of three-point shooting around them that Utah does, that's, I think, really what makes them the most dangerous.
We just talked about the strengths of Utah, Nick, where you said their three-point shooting makes them dangerous. Memphis's backcourt is very underrated with Ja Morant and Dylan Brooks. But what do you think are Memphis's strengths in this series?
So Dylan Brooks had the best game of anyone on Memphis in that first one. You know, he put up 31-7, and he's going to be huge for them. Ja Morant, you know, he had 26 points in that game, pretty solid performance. But the thing about Ja Morant is that I think his ridiculous athleticism and scoring prowess kind of leads to people underrating the kind of playmaker he can be. You know, Ja Morant is one of the best young passers in the league, in addition to his scoring talents. And he only had 4 assists in the first game. You know, Utah kind of made it hard for him to find kickout opportunities on drives. And if Ja Morant can be a bit more of a facilitator, you know, not just a scorer in this one, that I think is going to be huge for Memphis. You know, they don't have quite the crazy three-point shooting that Utah does, but there aren't many teams that do. But, you know, Jaren Jackson Jr. is one of the best three-point shooting big men in the NBA. Desmond Bane has been huge for this Memphis team as a three-point shooting rookie. And, you know, if those guys can sort of get hot and Ja Morant and Kyle Anderson can create plays for them, that I think is going to be – if Memphis has a shot in this series, I think Ja Morant is going to have to be at least as much playmaker as he is scorer, and that didn't really come to pass in the first game.
All right, Nick, so who wins and in how many games?
I think that Utah takes this one in 6. I think that if Memphis had lost that first game, I probably would have said Utah in 5. I don't think that the Jazz were going to hold the Grizzlies out of the win column for the entirety of this series, but I think that a lot of things went right for Memphis in that first game that probably won't go right for them the rest of the series, especially with Donovan Mitchell expected to be back for game 2. I think the Grizzlies will probably take one of game 3 or 4 as well when they're in Memphis, but I would be surprised if Utah ends up dropping this series, and I think it's probably going to go 6.
Okay, so let's move along now to the next series. The number 2 seed Phoenix Suns going up against the 7 seed Los Angeles Lakers. We know what the Lakers bring to the table. They're the defending champions, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, you know, 2 all-world superstars, future Hall of Famers. But since the All-Star break, Nick, they had been hampered by injuries. LeBron suffered an ankle injury, matter of fact, 2 weeks after the All-Star game. Anthony Davis had his issues with the calf injury, and they weren't the same. However, they were able to beat the Golden State Warriors in the play-in tournament to become the 7th seed. So this is a wounded Laker team, but they are the defending champions, and they do have LeBron and they have AD. But what about the Phoenix Suns? I mean, Chris Paul was the steal of this year's offseason. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Everywhere Chris has gone, he's made all of the teams that he's joined, he's made them so much better. And Phoenix, he's definitely made them better with Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder, Mikal Bridges. I mean, Phoenix has came out of nowhere this year, became the number 2 seed. What a difference a year makes, or what a difference a decade makes, because Phoenix had not been good in a long time. Just kind of give me your thoughts and the keys to victory in this series.
So you certainly don't have to sell me on Chris Paul's brilliance. I'm one of his biggest fans, and every single place he goes, he just makes the team better. And his playoff numbers, despite the fact that people will hold his lack of finals appearances against him, his playoff numbers have always been spectacular. And I think that if he had stayed healthy in 2018, I think the Rockets would have beaten the Warriors in that series when they were up 3-2, and I think if they beat the Warriors, then they would have had a very good chance at winning the finals. And obviously Chris Paul's legacy looks incredibly different if he has that championship ring in Houston. The thing with Chris Paul, though, is that in that first game against the Lakers, he injured his shoulder really badly. And in the second half, he barely could dribble and he wasn't really shooting. It didn't look like he could shoot his normal jump shots and didn't really look like he could shoot much from beyond the arc. He only took 1 3-point attempt in the entire game. So even though Devin Booker had an exceptional performance and DeAndre Ayton as well had a great playoff debut with 21 points, 16 rebounds, I think that Chris Paul is going to be the determining factor in whether Phoenix can pull out this series win. And if he looks like he did in the second half of game 1 for game 2, then I think this will be a real struggle for Phoenix.
You know, we mentioned about the legacy and the greatness of Chris Paul, but we're seeing, and we talked about Devin Booker and his what a rise that he's had in such a short amount of time. But let's talk about the other players on the Phoenix squad: DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder, and also Mikal Bridges. Just tell me what are they going to contribute in this series against the Lakers?
So starting with DeAndre Ayton, he had 21 points on 11 shots and 16 rebounds and 8 offensive rebounds among those 6 rebounds. He's also talked about how he's really focused on the defensive end of the floor, particularly this season. And he has made leaps and bounds on the defensive end from where he was as a rookie. I don't think that the Suns can really expect him to put up 21 and 16 on 11 shots in every game, but he is going to be huge for them on the defensive end of the floor. You know, LeBron wasn't driving to the rim as aggressively as he usually does, and I think part of that is him still recovering from injury, but any deterrence that DeAndre Ayton can provide there would be massive for Phoenix. And then Mikal Bridges, I think, is one of the best defensive players in the league. He is 6'7 and has, I think, a 7'4 wingspan, but it feels like it's 9 feet out there sometimes when he just extends his arms and gets into passing lanes and makes things really uncomfortable for everyone on the wing for the opposing team. So I don't think the Suns can expect DeAndre Ayton to be quite as good as he was in the first game, but if he can be close to that for the series, that will be huge for them. But Bridges only had 10 points on 12 shots, and his biggest impact is still going to be on the defensive end, but especially if Chris Paul isn't going to be as aggressive scoring as he might normally be, I think the Suns are really going to need to see some quality offensive performances from Mikal Bridges in addition to the exceptional defense that he brings every time he steps on the floor.
LeBron James and Anthony Davis, they're once-in-a-lifetime talents, future Hall of Famers, but since the All-Star break, they've battled injuries. How do you think they're going to perform in this series?
It's interesting to me because LeBron had a much better game than Anthony Davis in Game 1. You know, he had 18 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, but the thing that was interesting for me with LeBron is that he took 7 of his 13 field goal attempts from three-point range, and that's really concerning for me. Additionally, the fact that he only took 6 free throws and made 3 of them, you know, he's going to need to be an absolute bully getting into the lane and getting free throws and getting dunks and layups. And if he's not as aggressive as he normally is, then that, I think, is going to be a huge problem for the Lakers. Now, I think that he's sort of still in the recovery process, and I think that he might not look all the way right until round 2, assuming the Lakers make it that far. The really important thing for them is going to be Anthony Davis just needs to be so much better than he was in that first game. He was a minus 18 for the Lakers, which was by far the worst on-off number for the Lakers in this one, and you know, a lot of the time, single-game on-off numbers aren't all that helpful, but in this game, it really did sort of tell the story of how Davis was. You know, he scored 13 points, but it took him 16 shots to get there. He was trying a lot of mid-range jumpers that just weren't falling through, and the reason, really, that the Lakers managed to win the title last year was because Anthony Davis just had the run of his entire career in terms of his jump shooting, and if he doesn't get back to something approximating that in this first round, then I'm not sure LeBron will get the time to sort of get all the way right, because if Davis doesn't play much better than he did in the first game, the Suns might not end up knocking out the Lakers in this first round.
All right, so Nick, give me your who wins the series and in how many games.
I think that this one will be Lakers in 6. Even though Phoenix won the first game, I think that the Chris Paul injury and the way that he played down the stretch of this first game was really telling and really troublesome. I think that it would be very unlikely for Anthony Davis to have any more games in this first round that are as bad as this one was. If Chris Paul hadn't gotten hurt, I might consider this in 7 and maybe even consider calling it for Phoenix, but ultimately, LeBron has a history of these quote-unquote feel-out game ones, and Anthony Davis is almost certainly not going to be anywhere near as bad as he was in the first one. And if Chris Paul isn't all the way right, even with Devin Booker just being an absolute flamethrower, I'm not sure that without Chris Paul, the Suns will have enough to overcome the Lakers in this one.
All right, so let's move along now to the next series between the third seed Denver Nuggets and the sixth seed Portland Trail Blazers. Man, this has the makings of a fantastic series. Portland, as really since Portland has been in the Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum era, you can add Yusuf Nurkic to the mix as well. They have always been in the thick of things in the Western Conference, but falling just very short. And they have a tough task against the third seed Denver Nuggets. We talk about stars like Paul Millsap and Jamal Murray. It has been hurt really since he got hurt after the All-Star break done for the season, but they've got Nikola Jokic, an MVP candidate. What more can we say about him? Just kind of give me your take and the keys to victory in this series with the Nuggets and the Trailblazers.
So this series is currently tied 1-1, and the Trailblazers won the first game by double digits, and the Nuggets won the second game by double digits. And really, I think by far the most important factor in this series is going to be Nikola Jokic, and really more importantly, how the Trailblazers defend Nikola Jokic. So in the first game, the game which the Blazers won by double digits, Jokic put up 34 points, but he had only one assist, and he's the best passing big man of all time, in my opinion, and he was near the league lead in assists. This season, he averaged a little over 8 a game, and ultimately, if the Trailblazers are just going to let Jokic try and beat them one-on-one, we saw in the first game, you know, he put up more than 30 points, but he only dished out one assist, and in the second game, you know, Portland sort of tried the same strategy, tried to defend Jokic one-on-one, refused to double him, because when you double him, he'll pick you apart. He still dished out 5 assists in the second game, and him being more of a playmaker, I think, is what enabled the Nuggets to take that game two pretty easily. But really the key is going to be Portland continuing to make Nikola Jokic basically just a scorer and limit his passing options, because when he's scoring and passing, there's really not that much you can do to stop him. But if you can sort of limit him and keep him in a box basically only as a guy who's going to be putting up points, he's just not as dangerous. And that, I think, is going to be the key for the Blazers if they're going to end up taking this series.
I want to stay with Denver for a moment. We know about the greatness of Nikola Jokic, but what about Aaron Gordon? Again, similar to Chris Paul, was a steal during the offseason, but at the trade deadline, Aaron Gordon, we know what a talent he was with the Orlando Magic, but since he arrived in Denver, he has really made them so offensively strong. How important will he be in this series?
So I thought that Aaron Gordon was the best acquisition of the trade deadline, and I'm not sure it was particularly close, honestly. You know, he in Orlando wasn't the main guy on the offensive end. You know, they had Nikola Vucevic for that, but he really was such a key driving hub of those Magic teams as a scorer. You know, they relied on him a lot for that. Whereas in Denver, you know, he has one of the easiest jobs in the world. He's a guy who they're going to throw on anyone defensively, 1 through 4. You know, he started actually the second half on Damian Lillard defensively in that game too, and was a huge key to the Nuggets running away with that one in the second half. The flip side, though, is that because of that Jamal Murray injury, you know, that really sort of moves Aaron Gordon up in the offensive hierarchy. You know, when Jamal Murray was healthy, he was sort of a fourth option, and, you know, he was going to score on cuts, and he was going to score if he was wide open. But with Murray out of the picture, that puts a little bit more of an offensive burden on Aaron Gordon. And he's done well in the first couple of games with that offensive burden. You know, he's made most of his three-pointers, 67%, so, you know, that's only 4 of 6 three-pointers, but him shooting and knocking down those three-pointers is going to be huge for Denver. But honestly, I think Gordon might actually be more important for them on the defensive end, you know, especially when you have Jokic and Michael Porter Jr. This is a team that can score. Scoring is not going to be the problem for this team, but Damian Lillard was going crazy offensively in the first half of game two, and Gordon helped to really slow him down in the second half. And you know, offensively, he can still score off cuts and be sort of a secondary, tertiary guy for the Denver offense. But if he continues to play defense the way that he has, I think that's really going to be why he's going to be a huge piece for this Nuggets team going forward.
Speaking of Denver, what about Michael Porter Jr.? We've seen him step up so far in this series. How important will he be going forward?
He'll be necessary for this team. I mean, if Nikola Jokic is really sort of forced to be a scorer and, you know, the Trailblazers are basically saying, yeah, he can score his points and everybody else needs to beat us, that everybody else really needs to be driven by Michael Porter Jr. And, you know, especially he sort of made a name for himself in the bubble as this flamethrower offensively. He's gotten so much better on the defensive end, and that is going to be really huge for the Nuggets. But he has only made 4 of his 16 three-pointers in the first couple games of this series, and that's offset a little bit by him basically just not missing anytime he goes inside the arc. I think he was 11 for 11 the other night inside the three-point line. But if he's going to be taking that many three-pointers, which he needs to for this Nuggets offense to sort of hit peak powers, he's going to need to hit a lot more than 25% of them.
Let's move along now to Portland. We know what Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum are going to do, and we know what Yusuf Nurkic is capable of doing. But what about a former Nugget, Carmelo Anthony? What do you think Carmelo's role is going to be in this series?
I mean, I think Carmelo's role is going to be kind of the quote-unquote Olympic Melo role, you know, namely him basically spotting up from the three-point line. And, you know, if teams are focusing on Lillard and McCollum and Nurkic and he gets a lot of wide-open looks, he's got to knock them down. And in the first game, he was red hot, particularly in the first half, and the Trailblazers ended up taking that one. And in the second game, he was decidedly less impressive, and the Portland offense was decidedly less impressive because of it. So Melo, I think, is a huge X factor for the Trailblazers offensively. You know, the Nuggets don't really have good options to guard him if he's hot. And, you know, if he's knocking down three-pointers and making teams pay for not covering him that closely on the defensive end, then that, I think, is going to be a huge avenue for Portland having a chance in this series. But if he plays like the way he did in Game 2, then they're really going to struggle, especially given how thin their bench has been. You know, Terry Stotts only played 8 players in that second game, and that is going to mean that Carmelo is going to need to be on fire from three-point range. And he wasn't in that first game, and he wasn't in that second game. So it was kind of clear in those first two games how much of a weather vane he can really be for Portland's success.
All right, Nick, so who wins and in how many games?
This, I think, will be the closest series in the Western Conference bracket. I'm going with Denver in 7. Ultimately, I think that this game gets to a closeout, and when it gets to a closeout, I think that Jokic and Michael Porter Jr. at home will have enough to take the Blazers in this one. But this has been a really fun series through the first two games, and I think that's going to continue all the way up to Game 7.
All right, and the last series in the Western Conference bracket of the 2021 NBA playoffs, and you said this was the Nuggets and the Blazers are going to be a fun series. This one is going to be a fun series with the 4th seed Los Angeles Clippers going up against the 5th seed Dallas Mavericks. And what can you say about the Los Angeles Clippers? Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Patrick Beverly. I mean, the list goes on and on with what this team brings to the table. But the Dallas Mavericks, you know, Luka Doncic. I mean, Luka is, again, another one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. Kind of give me your thoughts and the keys to success in this, the keys to victory in this series.
Yeah, so if the Clippers are going to take this series, I think it's really going to depend on the fact that their two best players combined are better than Dallas's two best players combined. You know, between Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, you have probably the best wing tandem in the NBA, and both of them had decent but not great game ones. You know, Kawhi scored 26 points, got 10 rebounds, and even managed to get 4 steals as well, but he also only shot 9 of 22 for the floor and just 1 of 6 from three-point range. And, you know, sort of similarly, Paul George put up 23 points on 18 shots, but he only made 2 of his 8 three-pointers. The Clippers set a record, I believe, for three-point shooting as a team this season. They hit 42% of their triples, which is just a ludicrous number. And if they're going to win this series, they're going to need those kinds of shooting performances, particularly from their two star players. And, you know, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George going 3 of 14 from three-point range really, I think, sank the Clippers in this first game. And if they're going to end up taking this series, it's going to be reliant upon the two of them shooting a lot better from long range.
You mentioned about Kawhi and Paul George, but what about Patrick in this series? Patrick Beverley, we know defensively he's one of the top players in the league. And, you know, when you're going up against such a strong offensive team like the Dallas Mavericks, defense really needs to step up. What do you think of his presence is going to be in this series?
You know, it's funny because he has made his reputation on the defensive end of the floor. But in that first game, Luka Doncic really took advantage of him on the defensive end. There was one play where Luka basically just backed him down, starting from near the three-point line, and just put him under the basket and scored. And, you know, if you're going to have Beverley on Doncic defensively, then you're going to have quite a few plays like that where, you know, no matter how hard Beverley tries and digs in, he's 6'1 going up against 6'8 Luka Doncic. So I would be surprised if the Clippers and Ty Lue don't sort of change up the defensive look and go with either Paul George or Kawhi Leonard more on Luka Doncic in game two and beyond. But Beverley also scored 10 points in 18 minutes, and that's not really his role for the most part, but any points that you can get from him, you know, if you're relying on him mostly for defense, it's really a plus what you can get some kind of scoring out of him. So I would be surprised if he spends a lot of time on Luka defensively over the course of the rest of the series, but if he can score 10 points a game and, you know, lock down Jalen Brunson, who's been huge for the Mavericks this season, then I think that will really be where he can make a name for himself in this series.
You know, we touched on with the Clippers with Kawhi and PG-13, and then we talked about Patrick Beverley, but Rajon Rondo, Rondo made a big difference in the trade deadline. The likes of, you know, with the Lou Williams trade, a lot of people were kind of scratching their heads like, why? But, you know, it's worked out because the Clippers are currently, boy, it worked out for both teams because both teams are in the playoffs. And with Rajon Rondo, if anybody knows about playoff basketball and championship basketball, it would be him winning a title with the Celtics and then winning a title with the Lakers in the bubble last year. Which Rondo are we going to get in this series, Nick? Are we going to get regular season Rondo or are we going to get playoff Rondo?
So I think in the first game, it was a little closer to playoff Rondo than regular season Rondo. He had 11-4-4 in 24 minutes. And, you know, people were scratching their head about the Lou Williams-Rajon Rondo trade, but the trade really was for this moment, was for the playoffs. You know, Lou Williams is an excellent regular season player, but he's had some really tough performances in the playoffs where teams can sort of focus on him more heavily on the scoring side, whereas Rajon Rondo is a little bit more of a facilitator, a little bit more of a defensive presence. And, you know, I think that he is really helpful for this Clippers team just because without him, they don't really have anybody that's sort of a primary distributor type of player. You know, Kawhi Leonard's gotten much better as a playmaker over the course of his career, and same with Paul George, but really, Rajon Rondo running the offense is, I think, going to be huge for the Clippers, especially in terms of Kawhi Leonard and Paul George getting hotter from three-point range than they were in the first game. I think a lot of that is going to come down to Rajon Rondo making plays for them. And he had a decent game one, and I would be surprised if he doesn't have at least one game in this series where he's really a problem for the Mavericks. So I think that, you know, we're going to see a little bit more of playoff Rondo than the regular season variety in this series.
All right, and let's talk a little bit more about the Mavericks now. We know what Luka Doncic is going to bring to the table. I'm not too concerned about him. We know what he brings to the table. But what about his cohort, Kristaps Porzingis? He's battled injuries since he's arrived in Dallas. So I have to ask you, if Luka Doncic needs some help from his teammates. Will Chris Stapps be able to step up to the plate, or who else do you see could help out Luka in this playoff series?
So it's funny because the Mavericks ended up taking the first game in this one, but they ended up winning despite a pretty poor performance, honestly, from Chris Stapps. He played 36 minutes, but only had 14 points on 13 shots. He made just one of his three-point attempts, one of his 5 3-point attempts. And he also only grabbed 4 rebounds. He's never been a good rebounder at all, but, you know, four rebounds from your starting center in 36 minutes just really isn't going to cut it. I think that he's going to play better in this series, but I'm sort of wary about him as kind of a lead guy for Dallas. The guy that I'm looking at more is Tim Hardaway Jr., who had 21 points in that first game and hit 5 of his 9 three-point attempts. You know, if Luka is going to be creating looks for other guys, he's going to need them to knock down those shots. And Tim Hardaway Jr. has really been a guy who can get red hot and carry a team offensively. And I think that if we can get one sort of Tim Hardaway Jr. game where he goes for 30, 35 points, that I think is going to really be something that could swing this series. I'm not as confident in Kristaps really being the high-level guy for the Mavericks, but if Tim Hardaway Jr. can continue to go off, then I think he can really be the sort of secondary supporting piece for Luka Doncic offensively. And then Jalen Brunson has had a spectacular season as a six-man type for the Mavericks, scoring incredibly efficiently around the rim, you know, kicking out to guys pretty well as well. And I think that Hardaway Jr. and Jalen Brunson might end up making a bigger impact on this series than Kristaps, you know, especially if he ends up sort of having a cold series like he did in this first game.
All right, so Nick, who wins and in how many games?
The Clippers have hurt anyone who's picked them before in playoff matchups, but I still think that they're the better team in this one, and I think that it's probably going to be Clippers in 7. I don't feel great about that. You know, this is certainly a team that was probably the most disappointing team out of anybody in the bubble, and, you know, that makes it hard to pick them going forward, but I think that Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are going to shoot better than they have. I think that Luka is not going to be able to put up 30-point triple-doubles in every game, and if he does, you know, it's probably going to be the Dallas Mavericks taking this one, but ultimately, I just can't pick against the firepower of the Clippers, even though they've made it really hard to pick them given how they've played in the playoffs the last few years.
All right, and you heard it from him. That's Nick Agar-Johnson. He's given us his thoughts on the play on the 2021 NBA playoff first-round matchups. All right, Nick, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So tell everybody what you do as a writer for Hashtag Basketball and also for Nets Republic.
Absolutely. So first of all, thanks so much again for having me on. So my main writing thing with Hashtag Basketball is the NBA power rankings, which we do during the regular season. The regular season has wrapped up now, so the NBA power rankings have wrapped up, but Hashtag Basketball also has WNBA power rankings, so you should definitely check those out as well. My main sort of focus right now is on the NBA Deep Dives podcast, which you mentioned off the top. We had our 100th episode last week, which was really an incredibly special moment for me to be a part of that. And right now I'm doing draft deep dives every Tuesday with my co-host Tyler Metcalf, who is the NBA draft expert over at Hashtag Basketball. So we go over draft stuff every Tuesday, and additionally on the NBA Deep Dives podcast, we'll do occasional NBA stuff, so not as regular as the draft deep dives episodes coming out every Tuesday, but I did a really fun two-part episode on the NBA awards a week and a half ago with Kevin Nye, who's one of the other power rankers for hashtagbasketball.com. So if you want to follow my work, definitely check out the NBA Deep Dives podcast. That's sort of the main thing I have running right now.
Congratulations on that achievement on the 100th episode of the NBA Deep Dives podcast. For the listeners that may not be familiar with that podcast, just can you kind of go a little bit more in detail about it with you and your co-host, Tyler?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, the main thing we're doing right now is draft deep dives every Tuesday. So, basically, we just finished the run-through of Tyler's lottery prospects. So, we did deep dives with two or three players every episode, basically just going in depth on scouting reports for them, you know, what they excel at, what areas they might need to improve in, how we sort of view them as prospects. And then we've got a really interesting episode coming up later today if you want to check out that episode, where Tyler and I are going to sort of go in depth on our drafting philosophies, you know, how we evaluate players, what kind of skill sets we focus on, and those sorts of things. That'll be a really fun episode coming out later today. And then we're going to continue doing draft deep dives, you know, both in terms of breakdowns of individual players as well as draft philosophy types of things, basically leading right up to the NBA draft in July.
Awesome. So again, tell everybody, Nick, where they can find you on social media, where they can find hashtag basketball, Nets Republic on social media, as well as NBA Deep Dives podcast, and any websites that you have, let them know that as well.
Absolutely. So I'm on Twitter at NBAJOHNSON, and hashtag basketball is HASHT basketball on Twitter, and then Nets Republic is just at Nets Republic. And the NBA Deep Dives podcast, I post those episodes every time they go up on Twitter. Basically, as soon as I see them sort of show up in my podcast feed, I will put those up on my Twitter page. So really, if you want to follow my work, both in terms of podcasts and in terms of any articles that I might be doing, I always try and put them up on my Twitter page basically as soon as they go up. So that's a great place to keep up with all my work.
And you heard it from him. He is Nick Agard Johnson. He is a writer for Hashtag Basketball and also Nets Republic. And he's also the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast with Tyler Metcalf. Check him out on the various social media platforms. Nick, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. And I'd definitely like to come back sometime soon as well.
No problem. You got that. We'll be back with more right after this.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I had these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Every year, compliance regulations change thousands of times. And every year, ADP makes thousands of seamless platform updates so businesses can focus on everything else, like running their business. Grow stronger with ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.
May is Maytag Month at Lowe's. Save on our exclusive selection of Maytag appliances with collections found only at Lowe's. Get up to $200 via prepaid card by mail on your purchase of select Maytag major appliances, a brand you know and trust. Shop in store or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Manufacturer's rebate. Prepaid card amount varies based on purchase. Offer valid through 6-2. Exclusions, terms, and restrictions apply. U.S. only.
Lowe's has more of what trade pros like you need to get the job done. That means more delivery options, more convenient hours to fit your schedule, and more savings to fit your budget. More of the brands you trust the most. More of everything you need, all in one place. That's why, in the past year, more electricians, landscapers, painters, plumbers, and other pros helped make Lowe's the new home for trade pros. U.S. only. It's almost summer, the perfect season for a refresh, and Lowe's is here to help with our exclusive paints and stains. This Memorial Day weekend, give your home new life with quality interior and exterior paints from Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Choose from hundreds of colors. Or check out Cabot Exterior Stains to keep your deck looking great all summer long. Shop Lowe's.com for in-store or curbside pickup. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only. Lowe's has more of what trade pros like you need to get the job done. That means more delivery options, more convenient hours to fit your schedule, and more savings to fit your budget. More of the brands you trust the most. More of everything you need, all in one place. That's why, in the past year, more electricians, landscapers, painters, plumbers, and other pros helped make Lowe's the new home for trade pros. U.S. only. Jump into summer with savings at Lowe's. Make your outdoor spaces shine with the Greenworks 2000 PSI electric pressure washer. Clean everything from patio furniture to siding to the driveway quickly and easily. Plus, the 11-inch rotating surface cleaner helps you clean more flat surfaces in less time. It's now at Lowe's for only $169. Shop in-store, online, or through our app today. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Offer valid through 6-2 while supplies last. U.S. only.
Tomorrow, I think I'll treat myself to McDonald's breakfast. And if I go to bed early, it's kind of like morning comes a lot faster deal.
There's a deal for every moment on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Order ahead on the McDonald's app and get all your favorite breakfast items like sausage McGriddles, sausage McMuffin, and hash browns for just a few bucks. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Introducing the Lowe's List. While there's innovation in every aisle, these are some of our experts' top picks for 2021. Customize any load with the Whirlpool 2-in-1 washer. Control your home with a touch, thanks to Samsung Connected Appliances. Repel the rain with HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Everlast. And keep the job going longer with the exclusive new line of Flex Power Tools, made for pros. To see who made the full Lowe's List, visit Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. A beautiful lawn is a beautiful thing, but it can be a lot of hard work. This Memorial Day weekend, check out John Deere at Lowe's. Choose a John Deere zero-turn mower, and you can cover a lot of ground fast and get around trees with ease. Or, if you've got more on your to-do list, check out a John Deere lawn tractor. Add separate attachments so you can mulch, haul, bag, plow, and more. Shop in-store or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only. This Memorial Day weekend, spruce up your yard with help from Cobalt and Lowe's. Get started with the new Cobalt 24-volt brushless self-propelled lawnmower. You'll love the power of a brushless motor, less mess and no gas fumes, plus two batteries for 48 total volts and a longer runtime. All part of the Cobalt 24-volt platform of over 50 tools. Shop in-store at Lowe's.com or on our app. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only. This Memorial Day weekend, spruce up your yard with help from Cobalt and Lowe's. Get started with the new Cobalt 24-volt brushless self-propelled lawnmower. You'll love the power of a brushless motor, less mess and no gas fumes, plus two batteries for 48 total volts and a longer runtime. All part of the Cobalt 24-volt platform of over 50 tools. Shop in-store at Lowe's.com or on our app. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
It's almost summer, the perfect season for a refresh, and Lowe's is here to help with our exclusive paints and stains. This Memorial Day weekend, give your home new life with quality interior and exterior paints from Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Choose from hundreds of colors. Or check out Cabot Exterior Stains to keep your deck looking great all summer long. Shop Lowe's.com for in-store or curbside pickup. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 classic breakfast deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
The Alabama Civil Rights Trail podcast shares the stories of people who protested and survived. In it, historians explain why what happened then is still so relevant today. Listen to the Alabama Civil Rights Trail podcast now.
Getting ready for Memorial Day weekend? Start by shaping up your lawn with a little help from Lowe's and Craftsman. A brand you can count on. Craftsman has push mowers and self-propelled walk-behind mowers made to take on every kind of lawn. And at Lowe's, you'll find all the accessories and attachments you need. We're your one stop for all things Craftsman. Make your lawn the best it can be. Check out Craftsman mowers in-store, online, or through our app. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only. It's almost summer. The perfect season for a refresh, and Lowe's is here to help with our exclusive paints and stains. This Memorial Day weekend, give your home new life with quality interior and exterior paints from Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Choose from hundreds of colors. Or check out Cabot Exterior Stains to keep your deck looking great all summer long. Shop Lowe's.com for in-store or curbside pickup. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Wake up with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Our small seasoned potatoes with your choice of classic breakfast sandwich, all for just $3. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Breakfast Baconator excluded.
Get ready for Memorial Day and jump into summer with savings at Lowe's. Make your outdoor spaces shine with a Greenworks 2000 PSI electric pressure washer. Clean everything from patio furniture to siding to the driveway. Plus, the 11-inch rotating surface cleaner helps you clean more flat surfaces in less time. It's now at Lowe's for only $169. Shop in-store, online, or through our app today. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Offer valid through 6/2 while supplies last. U.S. only. A beautiful lawn is a beautiful thing, but it can be a lot of hard work. This Memorial Day weekend, check out John Deere at Lowe's. Choose a John Deere zero-turn mower, and you can cover a lot of ground fast and get around trees with ease. Or, if you've got more on your to-do list, check out a John Deere lawn tractor. Add separate attachments so you can mulch, haul, bag, plow, and more. Shop in-store or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only. At Lowe's, your backyard is the place to be for summer reunions. Get up to 20% off on select online patio sets and accessories, and blanket your flowers with a new lower price on select bagged mulch starting at $2.88 a bag. Stop by Lowe's in-store or shop online this Memorial Day. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility.
Patio offer online only. Valid 520 through 6-2. While supplies last. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
It's almost summer, the perfect season for a refresh, and Lowe's is here to help with our exclusive paints and stains. This Memorial Day weekend, give your home new life with quality interior and exterior paints from Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Choose from hundreds of colors. Or check out Cabot Exterior Stains to keep your deck looking great all summer long. Shop Lowe's.com for in-store or curbside pickup. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only.
May is Maytag month at Lowe's. Save on our exclusive selection of Maytag appliances with collections found only at Lowe's. Get up to $200 via prepaid card by mail on your purchase of select Maytag major appliances, a brand you know and trust. Shop in store or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Manufacturer's rebate. Prepaid card amount varies based on purchase. Offer valid through 6-2. Exclusions, terms, and restrictions apply. U.S. only.
Spring is a great time to make updates to your home's exterior. A new roof, replacing old windows, or even adding on a new deck. Think of Lowe's first. From personalized plans to top-notch products and installation, we take the guesswork out of making your project ideas come to life. Book a free consultation today by visiting lowes.com/get installed and let Lowe's do the work for you. Installed by independent contractor. See lowes.com/get installed for details and licensing. U.S. only.
Getting ready for Memorial Day weekend? Start by shaping up your lawn with a little help from Lowe's and Craftsman. A brand you can count on, Craftsman has push mowers and self-propelled walk-behind mowers made to take on every kind of lawn. And at Lowe's, you'll find all the accessories and attachments you need. We're your one stop for all things Craftsman. Make your lawn the best it can be. Check out Craftsman mowers in-store, online, or through our app. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only.
A beautiful lawn is a beautiful thing, but it can be a lot of hard work. This Memorial Day weekend, check out John Deere at Lowe's. Choose a John Deere zero-turn mower, and you can cover a lot of ground fast and get around trees with ease. Or, if you've got more on your to-do list, check out a John Deere lawn tractor. Add separate attachments so you can mulch, haul, bag, plow, and more. Shop in-store or at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only.
Get ready for Memorial Day and jump into summer with savings at Lowe's. Make your outdoor spaces shine with a Greenworks 2000 PSI electric pressure washer. Clean everything from patio furniture to siding to the driveway. Plus, the 11-inch rotating surface cleaner helps you clean more flat surfaces in less time. It's now at Lowe's for only $169. Shop in-store, online, or through our app today. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. Offer valid through 6-2 while supplies last. U.S. only.
It's almost summer, the perfect season for a refresh, and Lowe's is here to help with our exclusive paints and stains. This Memorial Day weekend, give your home new life with quality interior and exterior paints from Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Choose from hundreds of colors. Or check out Cabot Exterior Stains to keep your deck looking great all summer long. Shop Lowe's.com for in-store or curbside pickup. Lowe's, home to the best part of summer. U.S. only.
What I want from you, see?
Kite Fest Louisiana is back May 22nd and 23rd at the West Baton Rouge Soccer Complex, exit 151, Highway 415 at Rosedale Road. Kite flying, kite design competition, kids kite making workshop, huge fireworks at dusk Saturday night, food vendors on site, and professional kite teams, all at this free family-friendly event May 22nd and 23rd. No ice chest or pets, please. Sponsored by Entergy, Placid Refining, Faircom, and West Baton Rouge Parish. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your trip today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson. Pick up the brand new book, Keys to a Successful Podcast, by Seth Chang. It's the book that'll help give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. If you're looking to take your podcast to the next level, pick up Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. Click the link below to check it out.
Kite Fest Louisiana is back May 22nd and 23rd at the West Baton Rouge Soccer Complex, exit 151, Highway 415 at Rosedale Road.
kite flying, kite design competition, kids kite making workshop, huge fireworks at dusk Saturday night, food vendors on site, and professional kite teams, all at this free family-friendly event, May 22nd and 23rd. No ice chest or pets, please. Sponsored by Entergy, Placid Refining, Faircom, and West Baton Rouge Parish. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your trip today.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
All right, everybody, once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Nick Agar Johnson, the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and the writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. Thank you so much once again to him for giving us his insights and previewing the first round matchups of the 2021 NBA playoffs. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.